On the show today, we have Will Scott from SRP Federal Credit Union and Matt Johnner from Bank Labs telling us how SRP Federal Credit Union used Bank Labs commercial lending technology to help their credit union grow. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking credit union growth with Mr. Will Scott from SRP Federal Credit Union and Matt Johnner from Bank Labs. How are you guys doing, gentlemen?
Good. Good to see you, Mike.
Great.
Good to see you guys as well. And we're talking about how SRP Federal Credit Union has used Bank Labs technology to help their credit union grow. But before we get to that part of the story, Will, what issues were you guys experiencing that prompted you guys to look for somebody like Bank Labs to help you guys out? What was going on at your credit union?
Yeah, we had started doing some commercial construction lending at the credit union. And our board of directors kind of did a temperature check on the community and kind of what was going on, you know, local banking wise. Yeah. And many of the banks that were in our market actually were getting acquired. And those banks had provided a lot of the residential lending construction, you know, type services. Mm-hmm. And so our board identified that there was a, you know, kind of a void in the marketplace and kind of charged us to put a program together to not only continue and grow commercial construction lending, but to also continue to, well, to start to grow residential construction lending.
Okay, cool. So what you had at the time, you guys weren't able to go through with that, and then you discovered Bank Labs and just kind of putting the steps here together. Is that kind of what happened, or?
Yeah, we were using, we had a kind of a client server product. Mm-hmm. That we're using, and you know, I think it's one that a lot of community banks use. But you know, I found it to be, and our team found it to be, you know, not very intuitive. You know, it didn't seem like there was an easy way to scale with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't cloud based, and you know, it didn't provide us any mobile visibility when we were out in the field. So,
gotcha.
You know, we decided as a team that if we were going to, you know, do this the right way, we needed to choose a different software vendor. So, you know, we put together a requirements document / decision matrix. Mm-hmm. We chose four other vendors and also included our current vendor in the evaluation, and Bank Lab solution just blew everybody away.
Right on. And Matt, I'll let you jump in here. What was the, When Will and the folks at SRP came to you guys, what was going on there that you said, hey, you know what, we can help you out in this area?
Yeah, we were excited to get the call from Will. I mean, they were just starting really to get into construction lending. So there was some growth happening in their market. They wanted to be prepared, like Will said, to fill that void. Mm-hmm. And so I think we started with one active construction project. And we love those stories. At that time, they were our smallest client with one project. And we like that story because already I think we've grown to quite a few projects together. And we're excited to continue that growth.
So how exactly did you guys help them meet their needs in this area?
Yeah. So our solution's mobile and cloud-based. We go live in 1 hour. We do a little 30-day free trial. We get some of their projects, load them in advance, so that when we have the 1 hour kickoff training call, they're seeing projects, they being a client, are seeing projects that mm-hmm. they're recognizing, show them how to do a draw, an inspection, add documents, add users, that type of thing, and then they go hot. And usually our clients use it for about 10 days. We do a 10-day check-in, help them train inspectors, identify a borrower or builder that has been wanting change. They will typically be self-evident. They'll ask questions like, why can't I see my draw available online? Why can't I be notified when an inspection is done? Can I see inspection photos? Can I request a draw? And so we will then train those builders and borrowers, depending upon the type of construction loan, whether it's mm-hmm. a custom home or a builder finance or a commercial deal. And then work with the client to work through change management, because change is difficult in a lot of cases. Oh, yeah. Also just kind of refine how they do things. We listen to them, we figure out how we maybe model our software a little differently to help them with their process.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so how long have you guys been working together? When did this relationship start up?
About a year.
Oh,
is that
year.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's been about a year now.
And so how has life been since, Will?
Life's been really good. You know, it's interesting. I've dealt with a lot of different vendors throughout the years in the credit union land. And, you know, a lot of times there's big promises, but there's the delivery falls short a lot of times. And this was not one of those cases. You know, really the software, we get the staff, you know, trained very quickly. They also provide some training for when we've got a borrower or a builder that we're bringing on the construction side. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll actually kind of walk the borrower or the builders through, you know, how to use the software. So we've been able to provide too for our members, you know, the benefit of being able to see those inspection photos and kind of see, you know, where their house is. Where their home is, mm-hmm. and you know, that's adding a lot of value for us. I know just last week, you know, I was doing some site inspections myself, and I just, you know, brought the app up on my phone, and it automatically gives the GPS coordinates to each site. So I just chose which one I was closest to at the time.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, it automatically brought up the map off my phone. You know, and I was able to do about 6 site visits within a 100-mile radius.
Wow.
You know, within a very short period of time. So it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. What types of results have you guys experienced since, you know, your year working with Bank Labs? Do you have any examples or anything that you can share?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have any residential construction lending prior to going on with Bank Labs. That's one of the kind of the infrastructure things that we knew we need to have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A nice thing too that they did for us was, you know, they connected us with a company called Trinity Real Estate,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they do all of our inspections. They use local inspectors, but you know, we're a small shop and we didn't have the ability to ramp up and hire our own inspectors. So, you know, we've got about 16 local inspectors here in our market. They're familiar with the software. They go ahead and upload all the information.
Wow.
And then, you know, the big thing too for us is compliance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You really have to be on top of your game if you're going to do construction lending.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep the loan budget in balance with what's actually been completed.
Right.
And so it makes it really easy to bring up and look at all the projects, and see where we are to completion. Again, a couple weeks ago, we noticed, our chief lending officer noticed that there was a project in Bank Labs that, you know, looked like it had been going on for a while, but, you know, hadn't made a lot of progress. So he was able to kind of, you know, call our attention to that, and we mm-hmm. were able to provide, you know, him with some updates from the borrower. It just turned out that the foundation was taking a lot longer than they expected, and it was a rehab on a very old home. But we use it for commercial construction, residential construction, and also for large renovations, we also use it. We've got a good size multifamily project now. This is a total renovation.
Hmm.
You know, we've got about 50 apartment units there. So we're using Bank Labs and, you know, that whole infrastructure in order to help us, you know, do a good job in staying up to date with where we are.
Very nice. I'm glad you brought the compliance part of it. Matt, can you address the compliance part of it as well? How do you guys help credit unions in that area as well? Because that's a pretty important topic right now.
Absolutely. So compliance is a big part of it. Also giving mobility to borrowers and builders, increasing draw interest by moving things faster, going 100% digital. With regard to compliance, the credit unions can give access to regulators, examiners. They log in, they see reporting on what projects they wanted to mm-hmm. see. So that's impressive, because to regulators and examiners and internal audit, it means you have modern processes and controls. They're used to looking at Excel-based reports and paper files, or looking in a legacy imaging system.
Mm-hmm.
So this just shows better. It's generally quite impressive. In terms of how to manage risk, you can see concentration maps, so where all the projects are. And what that'll help the credit union do is evaluate, if you do close these new loans mm-hmm. with these other builders, could you have too high of a concentration in one neighborhood? So unknowingly, we may have multiple lenders doing multiple loans with different builders in the same neighborhood. So it allows you to visually see if you have any over concentration. If a The credit union decides what the overfunding alert methodology is, meaning some will say we allow overfunding 5% over the estimated budget because we know that things change from time to time, or you could make it a dollar. And if it goes overfunded by a dollar, if you were to move money into your core accounting system, the system of record, then you would be overfunded. So in BankLabs Construct, you set up the overfunding alert, let's say a dollar. And if a draw request comes in from the builder directly into the system, or the borrower, or the bank staff, or the credit union staff uses it, then we'll send out a text, email, or in-app alert. And so those are good ways to manage risk.
Gotcha.
Well, have alerts. Your project listing has alerts. Is the budget been changed? So is there a change order? Have you not had an inspection in your exceeding the threshold that you set up at your credit union, typically 30 to 60 days? So it's a fail-safe that you do have progress being watched, and if nothing does happen, then it'll alert you. So there's a lot of compliance-related risk alerts, concentration mapping.
Oh, that's got to be comforting for a credit union, I would think, Will, to have all those checks and balances there.
So Matt and Mike, the NCUA was in for our exam just last month.
Oh, good.
And the examiner, you know, asked us for a report, you know, of any construction projects that we've got going on, and, you know, the balances of those current projects and where they were. And we went to the, you know, a canned report right off of BankLabs, and within seconds, you know, the examiner had that report, and he was satisfied with that.
Good.
Awesome. I've been in the credit union world for a long time, and, you know, one of the first things that examiners kind of gives them the willies on is when they ask for information and it takes you a couple of days to get it to that's kind of a red flag for them. So when you get it to them just like that, you know, it does build confidence, and that's obviously what we're trying to do. You know, not only from a regulatory standpoint, but we want to have a safe and sound shop. You know, we're dedicated to being buttoned up and doing things the right way. So anything that can help us do that, you know, we're interested in.
That sounds good. It sounds like you're making their job easier, your job easier. So it works both ways there. Before we wrap up here, what are some goals that you want to achieve, Will, and with using this this technology for your lending needs?
Yeah, so, you know, we've spent the last year kind of getting our feet wet. One of our goals is to really partner with a local developer. So to kind of partner with, you know, an experienced developer who's starting a brand new residential development. And actually, we're about to achieve that goal very shortly. Wow. We're about to close on a development loan. And really the kind of the prize for us is not only can we, you know, help this local developer who's very experienced, you know, in the industry, but, you know, we can also help the individual builders who are going to be building new homes. So we have an opportunity to serve our community and our membership there. And then we also have the ability now to serve the individual builder borrowers. And so, you know, we find that, you know, kind of where the most money to be made is really is to get be the recipient of a lot of the permanent financing that goes on. And this gives us an ability to expand our market. And, you know, a year ago we were having to refer our members to other banks who wanted to do, you know, wanted to do their own construction.
Oh, Will. Oh my
and
gosh.
This year we're doing it in-house.
Well done.
We're becoming the go-to financial institution in our market here. And, you know, I think really the sky's the limit for us.
Yeah, talk about adding value. Holy smokes. I mean, 365 days ago, this wasn't happening. And now you guys are on the launch pad here, taking off, doing some really good stuff.
That's right. And again, it's been very methodical in putting the infrastructure in. We've got the systems, we've got people on staff with the experience, and we've got the credit administration piece in place before going to market and before getting a lot of loans on the books. You know, we went through all the regs, did a risk assessment to see what do we need to be compliant, and then that helped to drive our requirements document, which in the end led us to bank, led us to Bank Labs.
Gotcha. Do you have any advice for other credit unions who may be in similar situations that you guys were a year ago?
Yeah, I would not start the program until you know how you're going to get the infrastructure built.
Okay.
You know, you see that with a lot of new kind of programs at lending programs anyway at credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, it's a good idea to create a program guide and a risk assessment to go ahead and look at all of those, you know, regulations and also the guidance that the NCUA and you know, financial, you know, experts like the OCC mm-hmm. put together, and they make these recommendations, and you know, it's really smart to take those recommendations.
Indeed.
And so I would do your homework first.
Okay.
And you know, make sure that the market will support that. You know, we're in the process now of putting out a job posting for a construction loan specialist.
Wow.
So we're trying to, you know, beef up the staff as we get, you know, more opportunities that we see, but we're doing that before we have too much that we can handle.
Yeah.
So you really want to take it in measured steps.
Gotcha. And you're creating jobs at the same time. My gosh.
We're creating jobs at the same time.
Well done. Right. Matt, anything to add to what Will just said or anything, any advice that you want to provide credit unions out there who want to jump in as well?
I think what Will said is right on. Being open to change. Their team is very open to change. Will's great. The team that communicates with our customer success team on a daily, weekly basis are very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So being open-minded and asking for help in terms of best practices, and some may or may not apply to you specifically, but some will. So yeah, I think just in general, being open-minded, open to change.
Okay, cool. As you guys are talking, I'm thinking this would make a great breakout session at an industry lending council. So I want to keep that on the docket, because this is a great kind of problem solution results story. It's perfect. And so, and I mean, it has all the recipes of a great story here. So good stuff. Anything else? Any final words of wisdom, gentlemen, to wrap up here? Because I know you guys got to get back to work. So
yeah, just another kind of plug, I guess.
Sure.
You know, I'm very demanding on vendors, because I look at it like our members, you know, pay for a service to be delivered.
Yeah.
And you know, there are a lot of vendors that don't deliver very good service. And a lot of times going into the conversations, you know, there's a lot of talk about the service after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that a lot of them just disappear kind of into the ether.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're calling trying to figure out where you get the help. We call Bank Labs with a question. Somebody picks up the phone. You know, I can talk to multiple people there. Everybody's interested in trying to work together and, you know, make our service better at the credit union for our members.
Yep.
And so the service after the sale is really good. And, you know, I think that's an important piece. And it's one when you're choosing a new vendor for anything, you never know until you get there.
True.
So, you know, I would want to compliment, you know, them on their service and doing what they say they're going to do, because that's not a regular occurrence.
Yeah. Well done, Matt. Good job, guys.
Thank you very much.
Pat yourself on the back on that one. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today. This is why I do this, because I love stories like this. So appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, you two, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, Will. It's very kind of you. And I'll pass those words on to our customer success team. And Mike, thank you again for having us.
Anytime, guys. Anytime. And I'm going to be looking for a breakout session at one of the lending conferences coming up, starring you two.
In the Bahamas, right?
In the Bahamas, yes. All right, guys.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Will. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Thanks.